Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Maggie Smith. Maggie is the youth minister at St. Matthew's in Gahanna.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Let's say a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, source of all light, source of all truth, we ask, O Lord, that you illumine our days that we might see your presence before us, that we might understand how you are at work in our life and in the lives of those before us. We ask, O Lord, that you open our hearts to hear your voice and your truth and to know your presence in our life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Maggie, we talked last time about your own kind of experience of prayer. And as we kind of transitioned, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about youth ministry. And I think to start off, like I said, your story of how you, you know, kind of have walked with the Lord and have come to know the Lord is so rooted in prayer and in contemplation. It makes me think, if I was a betting man, which I am, that you know, prayer is something very important to youth ministry and how you kind of form youth at St. Matthew's.
Yes, for sure. Something that I learned later in, when I say later in my life, I just mean like in high school, was just, I'm so old, the particular way of how to hear God's voice, like how to hear God's voice just in your own heart and your mind, because God does speak to us, and then how to hear God's voice and how to discern his words from scripture. And this is something that we talk about a lot every year at youth group, is we always have a night on hearing God's voice. We always, you know, get into that. Oftentimes at youth group, you know, after we learn about it, we just kind of start using it more and more casually, of like getting them used to, in this scenario, like, yes, I can, like, just asking, what does God say to you about this? Kind of just easing them into it of like, oh yeah, I can ask God what he's saying to me about this. And, you know, I've had kids tell me, like at youth group, that's the first time they've heard God's voice, you know? And it's crazy because, you know, I'm an English major. Well, I have an English degree and a theology degree. And the reason that I was so drawn to both of them is because Jesus is the Word. Like, he is the eternal Word. God is never, the Father's never not speaking to us. It's just, are we attuned to what he's saying? So I'm really passionate about teaching high schoolers to start to be more and more attuned to what Father is speaking to them. Something that my friend says, an analogy he has, is at the beginning of your day, you want to turn on the water to hot, so that throughout your whole day, you have Father's voice like speaking to you, so that when you go into a situation, you don't have to all of a sudden be like, Lord, what are you saying about this? And like wait for the water to get hot and like wait for you to hear his voice. It's like, you know, like you just start to view your life based on what Father is saying, like rather than just when you think, oh, maybe I should ask God what he thinks about this, like, you know, then becoming aware. But yeah, I mean, the difference between hearing what God thinks about a situation, about you, versus not having that awareness is colossal. So, yeah, it's definitely something we take really seriously at St. Matthew with our, like, youth formation.
Beautiful. And how do you, you know, because the voice of the Father is so unique, mm-hmm. and, you know, his presence yes. in our life is so unique to mm-hmm. each of us, you know,
yeah.
that, you know, I often kind of think of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. you know, that the fact that there are nine of them
yeah.
is because there are these sort of different dimensions of how we feel the presence yeah. of the Lord and his voice mm-hmm. In our life. And sometimes what it feels like or sounds like in our life is sort of a combo of a couple of those yeah. fruits, you know? Yeah. So how do you engage them to kind of to hear that yes. in their own unique, particular, very personal way?
Yeah, so we always start with just a couple basic principles of hearing God's voice. So we always say, your brain and your heart, it might be easier for you that you actually hear the voice in your mind, like, saying things to you, which sounds crazy, right? But it's like, we all, and we'll explain it in a very natural way of, what's a song that always gets stuck in your head? Okay, great. You are now aware that there's a voice in your mind. And so for some of them, that voice in their mind, they'll hear themselves say, like, yes or no, or like an idea will come to them, and it's like words, right? The other main one is images. And we say to them, you might be just a more visual thinker, and the Lord gives you images, and then you receive revelation of about what he's speaking to you through that image. And what we typically do is walk them through some sort of scenario of, like, picture your Christmas tree at home. Okay, now put ornaments on it. Great, so now you realize you have an imagination. God created this imagination. He's going to speak through it to you. And then the last main one is just that, the intuition. And actually, for some people, that really is their strongest, that God speaks to them just through convictions and feelings, almost like they have this internal compass of, like, mm-hmm. I know where to go. I know I'm going to go to that thing right now, and I feel like I know exactly what I need to do when I get there. So those are the three basic formats or, like, ways, avenues, I guess, that we teach the high schoolers. And I would say the most common is images. And I think that that's just a natural human thing, maybe, but every once in a while you'll have a kid who, I remember one told me, she was like, yeah, she's like, the Lord speaks to me just through, like, lines. She's like, I know what he's saying. He'll just show me different, like, line formations in my head. And I'm like, wow, that's so bizarre, but that's amazing. Yeah. Like, you're so unique. That's great. Like, so it's just really beautiful because, I mean, like, dads know how different their kids are, and so father speaks to us all differently, but those are the main ways that we teach it, and then it can build off of that, but yeah.
Beautiful. What is sort of the structure of your program? You know, like,
yeah.
How is it, you know, it's usually most parishes have a middle school and a high school, mm-hmm. which I know you guys do,
yeah.
But what's kind of like the normal month look like?
Right. So at St. Matthew, we have high school youth group every Sunday, and it's for 2 hours, right? They come, and then middle school is every Thursday for an hour and a half. Both youth group structures are similar. I'll talk about high school because it's a little more developed at our parish. So they come, they just kind of mingle, hang out, we have fun, we'll play a game. Then we always do, like, an introduction, have a kid come up, introduce themselves, ask them weird questions, and then we'll have the message for the night. Then we always do praise and worship. We always do a time of worship to let them connect with the Lord in that way, to give Jesus glory. And then we go into a time of small group after every youth group for about 25 minutes. So that's youth group. Then we also have a high school leadership team that we started this year. We have about 20 kids in it. And what that means is on Wednesday night, not every Wednesday, on the second Wednesday, they go to St. Catherine's with high schoolers in their leadership teams from all over Ohio, and Damascus actually leads that, and they teach them a certain lesson. They have worship in small group, and then on the fourth Wednesday, St. Matthew leadership team, we have our own formation to, one, kind of like talk about together what we learned at the bigger leadership team meeting, and then also have our own topics geared towards being disciple makers at St. Matthew. And so the purpose of leadership team is, one, to bring them to Christian maturity. And then a part of that is like instilling in them that disciples make disciples. And so the goal is that the leadership team would actually start making disciples in their school, because they have, you know, they have the most access to all the other high schoolers. And so that's high school. And then another component of high school is we have discipleship groups. And what that looks like is we'll have just a small group of girls or a small group of guys and a small group leader, and they'll go to Panera and either read a book of the Bible together or read a book. Last year, my small group read Emily Wilson's I Choose the Sky, and they really liked it. And, you know, we just talk about life. We get to pray more intentionally together. That's high school. And then the last component of middle school is we have lunch groups every other week with 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade on their particular day. I'll go have lunch with them, and we'll talk about a lesson. Right now we're talking about what difference does prayer make. So we'll talk about prayer. I think I hit everything that we
do. What's the normal kind of Thursday night weekly youth
middle group? School.
Or what? What's the high school Sunday nights?
Yeah, yeah.
When? What's the kind of the normal course of that? Like, yeah. What's it look like?
So, they show up and we hang out with them. We'll have like spike ball out, basketball. There's always food, music playing, and then we have a big group game, something competitive, and then they will hear a message about, you know, whatever our topic is, and then we'll have a time of praise and worship, and then we have small group.
Excellent. Great. The how many do you get usually on a Sunday night?
So we'll get around 35, 40 on a Sunday night. Yeah. Yeah.
Great. The I think especially maybe in our next segment, mm-hmm. we could talk about kind of issues that you see are facing teenagers,
yeah.
And the high yeah. schoolers and the middle schoolers that you work with. But as we wrap up, let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for Maggie and for all of her work at St. Matthew's. We ask that you bless her ministry, and all of the youth that are impacted by her work there. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Maggie Smith. We're going to continue this conversation later, but until next time, peace and all good.